Video, fresh release of UFO files reveals glowing orbs. Purported message from space destroyed by CIA. By Lowell Coffee Law, June 12, 2026. The Pentagon has released its third tranche new of documents and accounts related to UFOs, or unidentified aerial phenomenons, unidentified anomalous phenomena, including videos that show orb-like objects and a memo that claims the CIA destroyed a message from space. The latest batch includes more than 50 documents and 10 images from the CIA, FBI, NASA, the Department of Defense and other unspecified agencies. Various news outlets that reviewed the release reported Friday morning. The documents indicate that government agents have spent years monitoring, investigating and documenting suspected unidentified aerial phenomenon incidents, Axios reported. There are also 6 videos and 3 NASA audio recordings. The footage shows orb-like objects in the sky. The files were uploaded to the Pentagon's UFO website, CBS reported. 4 of the videos show eyewitness footage of strange encounters, a shift from previous releases, which were dominated by military footage. The new videos, which were collected by the FBI, include details from interviews with the witnesses. Several of the documents detail encounters reported by federal law enforcement officers in 2023, in which 5 agents reported seeing strange orbs on the horizon. One agent recounted, "Sick, their partner asking, 'Are you seeing this?' as a glowing orb lit up the sky." The message from space matter is revealed in a 1958 memo concerning a chemical engineer and UFO researcher who worked on the Manhattan Project, the effort that developed the world's first atomic bomb. The Daily Mail, which published the memo in its editions, reported. It revealed that 2 operatives from the CIA, who concealed their identities, had been in touch with a scientist, identified as Dr. Leon Davidson, regarding a transmitted message from space that had been destroyed after the transmission was received on Earth. It is unclear how the message was received, the memo noting only that the scientist's problem cannot be resolved because the space message and its transmitter and records on the matter have been destroyed by the evaluating agency, presumably meaning the CIA. Other documents in the release include those from a panel convened by the CIA in 1952 and 1953, labeled the Scientific Advisory Panel on Unidentified Flying Objects. That panel concluded that what were then often called flying saucers did not pose a physical threat. However, it suggested an official policy be adopted of debunking the issue to strip the UFO subject of its mystery, according to CBS's reporting of the documents. The group also warned that adversaries of the United States could exploit a morbid national psychology around UFOs. Anomalous events in the western United States during 2 days in October 2023 were reported by 5 federal law enforcement agents to the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. They described the event beginning with weird lights moving along in groups miles away. One of the witnesses described smaller orbs being hatched from the larger very bright orange light multiple times. Another said the discharged orbs were like grapes being expelled from a basketball, and recalled their partner saying, "Are you seeing this?" Some of the sightings took place near sensitive government facilities, Axios reported. The federal disclosure of files Friday falls on the same day as the theatrical release of the much-anticipated Steven Spielberg film Disclosure Day, which explores a government conspiracy surrounding alien encounters. It follows long after the director's hit 1977 film Close Encounters of the Third Kind, credited with further increasing the public's interest in UFO phenomena. Friday's real disclosures were set in motion by President Donald Trump in February with an executive order directing federal agencies to identify and begin releasing records related to unidentified aerial phenomenons, UFOs, and purported extraterrestrial phenomena. This release of declassified documents demonstrates the Trump administration's earnest commitment to unprecedented transparency, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said in a statement on the Pentagon website Friday. Contributor Lowell Coffield is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCoffield.com for more.